Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired. He's on Saipan following the 80th anniversary commemoration memory of the landings on Saipan by the 2nd and 4th Marines and the 27th Army Division on a white beach in which the Japanese, as Grant will instruct us, had zeroed in the beaches. They had not retreated to the defense in depth that would follow in Iwo Jima and Okinawa. And the landings were, as Grant describes them, very rough, but then it didn't get easier for the next 24 days because, as Grant explains, the interior was perfect for defense. The Japanese lost everybody, and there were lots of suicides on the island by civilians who thought the Americans had come to be cruel. The Americans lost about 20% casualties. Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, at the 80th anniversary, June 15th, 1944, Saipan, the beginning of the end of the Imperial Japanese Empire. The B-29s ranged from the Northern Marianas, Saipan is the capital, to bomb the industrial cities of Japan and make it possible for the emperor finally to surrender. Here's Grant Newsham. More of this tonight.
Hard as hell. I think anyone who survived it probably considered themselves lucky to the end of their lives. At the time, actually, the inland, there was a lot of sugarcane fields, and the Japanese had had time, of course, to get their defenses in place. Fortunately, not as well as they might have if American ships hadn't sunk a lot of, American submarines had not sunk a lot of the supply ships that were coming into the island in the preceding months. But the Japanese did have the beaches covered, but they also had artillery up in the hills beyond the landing beaches, and they had excellent observation posts. There's a big mountain that really dominates Saipan, and you could see everything, and they hit them hard. And if you look at those photos from back then, you'll notice the pictures all seem to be taken by some guy who's trying to make himself as small as he can and lying in the sand. But at Marines being what they were, what they are, they did move forward. They made a lodgment about 5 miles long and 1,000 meters deep during the first day. And then Japanese counterattacks came. But they did get ashore, and the Japanese did try to defend at the coastline, and rather than a defense in depth. Partly they didn't have time to develop that defense in depth. But getting ashore was one thing, and then you had another 3 weeks of trying to take the island, and the terrain is perfect for defense.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.